Greenmantle by John Buchan. The book bears a dedication to Caroline Grosvenor. During the past year, in the intervals of an active life, I have amused myself with constructing this tale. It has been scribbled in every kind of odd place and moment, in England and abroad, during long journeys, in half hours between graver tasks, and it bears, I fear, the mark of its gypsy begetting. But it has amused me to write, and I shall be well repaid if it amuses you and a few others to read. Let no man or woman call its events improbable. The war has driven that word from our vocabulary, and melodrama has become the prosiest realism. Things unimagined before happen daily to our friends by sea and land. The one chance in a thousand is habitually taken, and as often as not succeeds. Coincidence, like some new Briareus, stretches 100 long arms hourly across the earth. Some day, when the full history is written, sober history with ample documents, the poor romancer will give up business and fall to reading Miss Austen in a hermitage. The characters of the tale, if you think hard, you will recall. Sandy, you know well. That great spirit was last heard of at Basra, where he occupies the post that once was Harry Bullivant's. Richard Hannay is where he longed to be, commanding his battalion on the ugliest bit of front in the West. Mr. John S. Blenkiron, full of honour and wholly cured of dyspepsia, has returned to the States after vainly endeavouring to take Peter with him. As for Peter, he has attained the height of his ambition. He has shaved his beard and joined the Flying Corps. J.B. Chapter 1. A mission is proposed. I had just finished...